coach on the road, taking you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got this young heartthrob here to introduce my Chicagoans. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
How you doing, everybody? Dominic Leon here, right-handed pitcher.
Right-handed pitcher?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you some good, huh?
I'm trying to be. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, we're taking our audience behind the scenes. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You in the big leagues. What's that feeling like?
Well, it was a dream for me, and I've been fortunate enough and lucky enough to live it out and continue to live it out each day. So, you know, I come in here with a good attitude, good mindset, and just, you know, want to do literally everything I can each and every day to improve my performance and also help the team win.
So I've always told my guys that pitching and catching was the quickest way to the big league. So what say you?
For sure. For me, I couldn't really swing the stick very good. So, you know, getting on the mound and being able to throw the rock pretty hard got me here pretty quick. And it's lasted quite a while.
So what's your meal pitching?
You know, I would say what's carried me over the years has been my fastball. But, you know, nowadays... The velo is caught up, you know, and the guys behind the plate and the guys at the dish are pretty good at hitting velo now. So I really had to kind of mix things up, you know, mixing more off speed most recently. But what got me here was definitely the fastball.
You know, those youngsters live in high school with that mid-80 velocity on the fastball. They live and die with it, but they don't realize. I tell them, you go to college, sliders, changeups are your out pitches.
That's it for sure. I mean, plus, you know, you're not going to develop your good fastball until later on in life. So, you know, as long as you're aggressive with it, that's great. But you definitely got to have some other offerings as well.
And I guess, you know, in the big leagues, you can't necessarily sit on the fastball. In the big league, you don't know what they're going to throw, any pitch, any time, any situation.
That's it. You got to be as unpredictable as you can up there.
So, I mean, how intimidating can it be sometimes? You look at the Yankees and the big stars of the game, and you out there on the mound facing them.
You know, that's one thing, you know, coming up, I always had to kind of be the aggressor. Mm-hmm. And so I was fortunate enough to never really get the nerves and get the anxiety when I was facing those big teams and big, you know, big players and superstars. Because I wanted to prove my worth, and I wanted to show that I belonged. Now I've had some mixed results, but you know, but that's baseball. That's the big leagues, and you know, I've always just had the mentality that the more aggressive I can be, the more confident I can be in myself, the longer I'll stay in this game.
Yeah, you know, so I always told my guys, there's a difference in a pitcher and a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So you was the man out there. You just a pitcher.
That's it. I appreciate it. Oh yeah.
So, I mean, you know, when you think about this big league experience, what was this road like for you getting here?
It was tough. It was definitely tough. I wasn't a high round pick. I wasn't a big prospect. You know, like I said, I always kind of had to be that bulldog type guy. And I was fortunate to get some good opportunities, and I capitalized in those opportunities. And it led me here. And like I said, each and every day, I don't want to, you know, let it, I don't want to take it for granted. So I try and do whatever I can, whether it's mentally or physically, to you know, get better and stay and keep my position here, because that's honestly the hardest thing to do. Is once you get here, once you crack the door, it's I wouldn't say it's easy, but that's kind of the easy part. Mm-hmm. It's staying and staying around and being relevant that really is the test of time.
So who were some of the guys that was your mentor once on your way up?
Man, I had a lot of good guys. I played with Fernando Rodney was a good guy I looked up to. Joe Bimel was an older guy that I played with. Those two, just off the bat, just as when I was a rookie, you know, they had so much experience and you know, taught me a lot, taught me how to survive, how to treat my day to day, and then just watching them go out and do their business, it was fun to watch, and I took a lot from that, and like I said, apply that each and every day going out.
You get that call, going to the big leagues, walking that locker room for the very first time, see a uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
Man, it feels good. It's one of those things that, you know, you want to walk around and like pinch yourself and make sure it's real. But, you know, I remember it vividly. I was in Oakland when I saw my locker, and I felt like I made it. Mm-hmm. And then immediately after that, I said, all right, don't give them a reason to get rid of you. You know, stay as long as you can.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Come on.
I didn't. I promise. Okay. I didn't cry. I was just I was off the wall. I mean, I was bouncing all over the place. I was that rookie with too much energy, for sure. That was definitely me.
Did Mama cry?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I figured that.
Yeah, yeah. Mama was proud. She was happy for me. And again, they were so supportive over the years. And you know, it's a dream for them too. So it's been a good ride.
Coach on the road with the man DL. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot. Are you a baseball player that have or have not played high school or college baseball, but you are chasing that dream of playing on the next level? Well, here's your opportunity. Nonstop Baseball will be coming to the Chicago Softland. A league of our own, independent developmental baseball league, will be holding statewide tryouts. You must register in advance for the tryouts. The website is a leagueofourown247.com. That's a league of our own, the number 247.com. And spread the word. Every baseball player that you know that's looking to play independent baseball.